Good morning. My name is Ed Holohan, and this is The View from Here. Our recent sojourn to the west went something like this. Snow in Wisconsin. A blizzard coming in Minnesota. It rained in Tucson 5 days out of our 2 weeks there, and in California, well, you know what happened there. 2 solid weeks of torrential rain, record-setting rain, mudslide rain. Then the night we flew home to a Minneapolis motel, it snowed 5 more inches. We've been home for 4 days and haven't seen the sun yet. I was starting to get a complex. Our intention to spend the month in the West was not about personal irrigation. We were not on the road to try out our new slickers. We were searching for the sun, just trying to get a few weeks where we wouldn't have to layer up just to go for a walk. The very night before our flight out of Tucson, it rained. And that's when it hit me. We, Mary and Eddie, we cause precipitation. It would have been easy to get down about this. I mean, who wants a cloud hanging over his head forever? But I don't roll that way, never have. I am a fully formed optimist. My high school nickname was Polly, which was short for Pollyanna, I think. So I put my arms around Mary and gave her a squeeze, looked her in the eyes and said, "Honey, do you get it? We cause precipitation." Now, Mary's parents raised a very bright girl and a fighter for justice. She didn't hesitate. She said, "Think of all the good we can do, all the places on this planet that need us. Think of all the lives we can alter for the better just by visiting them." Now, my folks didn't raise no dummy either, but I had a somewhat different take on our newfound superpower. "Honey, do you know how much we can charge for this? Can you imagine what people will pay us? Bottled water purveyors, soft drink makers, cistern salesmen, oh heck, governments, countries, continents. They'll all pay us for rain. We will leave no stone unturned in the search for partners who need us, or more specifically, who need our special talent." So we scrambled for the atlases, hardbound and online. It's a good thing that I played global. I know my way around this planet. We searched arid and parched and drought, searched reservoir and agriculture and dry planets. Mars, yes. What if we made it rain on Mars? Holy mackerels. We'll be right beside Newton and Einstein and Robert Adler. He invented the TV remote. Right beside them in the Valhalla of visionaries. Oh, I should throw this in because it scared the heck out of me. The sun came out this afternoon. Only for half an hour or so, but still, what if our newfound powers turned out to be not so powerful? It would be horrible to roll out our service only to discover that we are starring in a sequel to The Rainmaker. It's just a momentary setback, though. You have to cast doubts aside when you're changing the world. So we plunged ahead into our search for partners. The challenge was apparent right away. Mary is looking to help people, and I'm looking to fund our future. Mary finds drought-stricken villages, and my search comes up with Coca-Cola. She is in the outback of Australia, and I am in a business tower in Atlanta. A house divided will not stand. Well, you already know where this is going. In our house, when the choice is between justice and money, justice wins. In our house, when the choice is between do we take care of us or do we take care of someone who needs taking care of more than we do, someone else wins. Right after we had a doomsday budget meeting about how we need to stop spending money, Mary says, "I sent $100 to those people whose house got burned down." Anyway, for better or worse, our new venture, Waterfall, has its first project booked. We're on our way to the home of Nettie Mondragon, who lives on the res near Nogales. She and her neighbors attend community gardens there. It's not the same as a year in the Gobi, funded by Beijing, but we can stay at Nettie's for free. She says 5 days at their garden should do it. Here's hoping the magic still works. Oh, by the way, would one of you water our plants while we're gone?